Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word this evening is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. I read for that for you just a moment ago. And we're continuing with our series on the names or maybe the titles of our Lord Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9. And so we have the words, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, with the Lord begin your task. Jesus will direct it. For his aid and counsel ask, Jesus will perfect it. We quoted those words of the hymn last Wednesday in our service as we talked about the first of the titles of our Lord Jesus, Wonderful Counselor. And the point of that name, of course, is that considering what your faith faces in this life, there's only one way to make it through. There is only one way to thread the needle of this life all the way to eternal life, and that is that everything has to be of the Lord. It has to be of the Lord. And that's why you call upon him, why he is your wonderful counselor. Like Psalm 105 says, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." And tonight, Mighty God. We were, my family and I, here for a number of years at St. Peter before I even noticed the letters at the top of the Gethsemane window behind me. I don't know if it's even shining through. You probably can't see them, so you're going to have to do it from memory. Anybody remember what the letters are up there? What are they? Alpha and Omega, very good. Alpha and Omega, A to Z, we'd say. But Alpha and Omega, Revelation chapter 1, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, our Lord Jesus, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Mighty God, the Almighty. I like to think of it this way, that the good Lord got in the first word, and he will get in the last word. He had the first say. He will have the final say. He created all things that exist. And when it comes time, he'll be the one to close up shop here. And everything will be done. Everything the Bible says will be burned up by fire. 2 Peter chapter 3. "The heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But in according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Only the Lord could destroy all things, and only the Lord could make all things new. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. And yet, if you look at the Gethsemane window, it doesn't look a whole lot like that. Mighty God. You take his disciples, for instance. They're sleeping there in the window. They do not have his back. We're told from the Bible that they're exhausted with sorrow. The adoring crowds aren't there with him, backing him up. Oh, they have proved to be, as crowds always are, fickle, with you one moment and not with you the next. And our Lord Jesus is at a point where he can barely pray. All he can say is, "Lord, let this cup, what I have to go through, pass from me. However," and you know the words, "not my will, but thine be done." But then again, what was that will? What was the will of his Father? The will of his Father was that soldiers would be on their way. And in just a moment, we would read in Luke 22, Jesus said to the chief priests and the officers of the temple and the elders who had come out against him. Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you didn't lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. And they seized him and led him away. What a strange place to put Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Maybe the person who did the window just got it wrong. Maybe they didn't understand what they were doing. They didn't understand the conflicting messages there. Putting those two letters, Alpha and Omega, first and last, beginning and end, above the Garden of Gethsemane, the absolute lowest point of our Lord Jesus' life here on earth, as he would go to his cross. Alpha and Omega? Doesn't look like it. Unless it was the Lord God who said it. And unless that's where the Lord God always puts the Alpha and Omega, over the lowest point of every believer's life, because we all go through them, when everything else is shouting at you, death and mourning and crying and pain, what the Bible calls the old order of things, things that have always been that way since the fall, when everything else is shouting at you and you can't even pray, and you know how it is, all you can say is, Lord, let this cup pass from me. However, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. You know, God doesn't measure prayers by how long they are, or how beautiful they are, or how eloquent they are. Our Lord Jesus is an example of that. Not my will, but thine be done. Because see, when you pray it, there's one thing you can be sure of. And that is that the Lord's will be done. He hears that prayer. And over every Garden of Gethsemane that a believer has to go through and every cross of Golgotha that a believer has to carry, those two letters still shine. You can be sure of that. You can be sure that God's will is being done. And so it is for that reason that the window maker seems to me got it right. They could have put it over the resurrection window, Alpha and Omega. They could have put it over Jesus ascending into heaven. You can't see it tonight, but that's on that window over there, Alpha and Omega. But instead, it's over the Garden of Gethsemane, over the cross that would be coming. They got it right because it always shines, no matter how low you go. In an interesting sort of way, our Gethsemane window is the whole book of Revelation. A lot of folks read Revelation, they say, I got confused, or I got scared, or I didn't understand it, or I couldn't make sense out of it. But actually, it's quite simple. The book is, if you think about it for a moment, it says there's things going on down here, and there's things going on up there. And the things that are going on up there, they trump the things that are going on down here. And no matter how bad it gets, Jesus in the garden, and how ugly it is, and how chaotic it is, and how confused it is, and how grief-filled it is, this lower life, this lower world that we live in, above all of it, and in all of it, and by means of all of it, the Lord Jesus is doing his will. The one who got the first word in is the one who's getting the last word in. And let's be honest, he always gets the last word. He always does. And so, every time a Christian person says, Lord, thy will be done, as the Lord Jesus did, that will is being done, and the days are numbered for death and for mourning and for crying and for pain. The time will come when the old order of things is passed away. And how could it be otherwise? Because you're a child of God. The Lord looks out for you. You're washed clean in Jesus' blood. You're righteous in his perfect life that he lived for you. The Lord is getting in the last word, as he did for his son, getting in the last word for you. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning and the end. He is the wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. And of course, the next couple of weeks, everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. And so we sing the old hymn. You may know the words, you know the tune. O come, Emmanuel. O come, thou branch of Jesse's tree. Free them from Satan's tyranny that trust thy mighty power to save and give them victory over the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.